In Carré, you can see not many, but quite some statues. It's a municipal project. The aim of the project is to enhance Britain's popular history with great figures who aren't like kings and queens and duchesses and stuff like that. To show to people a different kind of history, like a more popular. And sports is, of course, has a great place in it, and especially cyclism, as it is very popular in Brittany.
And this is a particularly important month in June,
yeah,
because the tour comes very close by. Not to Carré this time, but...
Not this year.
Yeah. Not this year, no, but it has been in the past, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So these statues have been here since when?
They were like inaugurated in 2018, in July 2018. Actually, 10 days before the tour passed through Carré, yeah. So it was quite a sight to see a physical cyclist, a real flesh cyclist, pass by the four statues of like those really popular and some of them ancient cyclists.
We've got four famous cyclists here. Let's start with one of the earliest winners.
Yeah, he's behind the three others, so it's the first one. We go back a century. It's Lucien Petit-Breton. His real name was Lucien Georges Mazan, quite a person. He had a rich but short life. He died like at the age of 37 or 38, fortunately during the First World War. He's the first cyclist to win two tours. It was in 1907 and 1908.
Very early on, and he's wearing...
He has also an old-fashioned cap and the glasses, of course.
They are actually located in a sort of chronological order, aren't they? So Le Petit Breton is at the back.
Yeah.
What about his name? Was he actually a Breton?
No. It's a nickname. He chose this nickname because he was born in Loire-Atlantique, which is it's Brittany to us, and probably identified as a Briton. So he chose this nickname to hide from his parents, especially his father, who wasn't really like supportive of his choice of career. He started to bicycle when he was in Argentina because the family moved from Loire-Atlantique to Argentina very, very early after he was born. That's where he started cycling. He wanted the tour of Argentina. And when he came back in France, he continued his career. He had quite ups and downs. Of course, when he won the tours, he was at the highest. But after that, he tried to carry, but he was more frequently, like, not ill, but, you know, physically harmed and wasn't at the best. Unfortunately, the First World War took us.
And I understand that he was a very fast cyclist.
Yeah.
He was a world record holder. That's Le Petit Breton. Who's the fellow with the leather headgear here?
That's Jean Robic. He won the first Tour de France after the Second World War. He was really like popular, especially among the countryside, among the lowest classes of the population, because he was really from the lower people. He wasn't born in Brittany, but his family was from Morbihan. A few years after he was born, the family came back to Brittany, and that's where in Radenac, in Morbihan, he started cycling. He was also very good at cyclocross as well. He died in 1980, but during his career, he was also considered like the anti-Bobet, which is the third cyclist chosen to be among the four aces.
He was a very small guy.
Yeah, very, very.
And they called him Biki, the kid goat, because he was so small. And he was a very good climber. Obviously, his speciality was climbing, but in order to go down the mountains afterwards, he used to put bottles in his pockets, weighted with stones, so that he would be heavier and therefore faster down the hill.
Yeah, cyclists, especially back then, were really like small but really heavy muscles. And that's what the artist here, Annick Leroy, chose to represent. She took a picture of him when he was ascending the Mont Ventoux.
She's made it so that he's slanting, he's actually leaning over.
Yeah.
Quite lots of speed, lots of action in there. Just next to him, we've got Lucien Bobet.
Yeah.
He was his rival in some ways.
Yeah, in some ways, but mostly his rival in the art of the French people, because Bobet was more upper class, more a classy, well-spoken guy. He was really popular in the cities. So, yeah, both of them were quite good competitors, and Lucien Bobet, he won three tours, so he was like a very big star back then. It was a record.
He won three tours?
Yeah. It's in 53, 54, and 55, so a long time after Jean Robic, but Jean Robic was still in the heart of the French people and in the minds of them, so yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
I think it was really a challenge for the artist to try to catch cyclists. It's not something that she was used to do. She actually asked a real cyclist to pose for her, so she can have a look of the muscles, the effort, the faces and stuff like that. Here on the on both of them, it's really like something.
And way out front is the only one that still lives.
The famous badger, Bernardino, of course.
The badger?
Yeah, the badger. It was his nickname. I don't know why it was a badger, but it's a badger. Maybe because he's stubborn and... he's from Côte d'Armor, he's from Ifignac, and he won 5 tours. Back then, it was also a record only owned by Eddy Merckx and Anquetil, so two also great names of cycling. And Bernardino is he's a true Briton, And we were really proud to see him when we inaugurated the statue. He came in Carré.
And did he like his portrait?
Yeah, I read an interview of the artist when she showed him the statue. At first he was silent, but it was not because he was disappointed, it was because of emotion. He was really, really emotional when he saw his face so well represented. When you see the profile of the statue, you can really, really see his traits.
These are very impressive, very different kind of statues to find in the town.
Yeah.
Well, Clément Perichaud from the tourist office here in Carré, thank you very much indeed for your time.
You're welcome, anytime.